Welcome to Variety Bandbox. First term. Pleasant music comes to us today from a young man whose remarkable skill on the electronic organ has given a great deal of pleasure to previous bandbox audiences. Opening with 12th Street Rag, here is Jerry Allen. Jerry plays two old favorites, Always and Great Day. Thank you.
Does your nose smell?
Is your house lived in?
Can you hear yourself shout?
Then, we're the men to help you just when things are all to pot. We men we ought to jump and change and try to do a lot. So if you've any problems, then you might come round and see
the assistant, Billy Turnant.
And Frankie Howe. Now, good evening, everybody. Now, don't mess about now. Now, please. Tonight's topic is how to speak English. And I shall be assisted, with the accent on the ass, by Mr. William Turnant, a bachelor of, bachelor. And when Mr. Turnant heard that the subject was, he immediately left his college.
Thank you, Mr.
Wait Hart. A minute, let me finish. He immediately left his college pudding to come here, and assist me in how to speak English. Now, Mr. Turnant, tell me, how do you speak English?
I talk.
Give him the money, Barney. No, I mean, is your English good or bad?
I can safely say I stand out.
You stand out all right. Now, very well, Mr. Turnant, since English is your strong point, you ask the question.
Right. First of all, vowels. A, E, R, ooh, ooh.
There's half my last act gone now. I think perhaps I'll ask the questions from now on.
All right, then see if you can catch me napping.
Well, if I do, you won't wake up again. Now, Mr. Turnant, compliments exchange, on with the English. Now, question number one. What are the continents?
Africa? Asia?
No! Continents. Not continents. Now, what are the consonants?
Now, a very funny thing happened to me as
what
I was...
What are the consonants? Do you know?
No.
Do you?
Do I?
Well, if I knew, I wouldn't be asking you, would I? You're a fool. Right. I'll deal again. Now... How to pronounce sentence one. The quick brown fox goes round and round and round.
And is he dizzy?
I'm not as dizzy as you are, so first. Well, now you do it then, now.
The quick brown fox goes round and round and round.
Sounds like you're in agony. Look, let the sound come out of our sheet. Out and round,
Where does it hurt?
I'll be asking you that in a minute. Now, commence.
The quick brown fox goes round and round and round and round and round.
Well done. And so we leave pronunciation. Now, before we do it, some damage. Now, let's turn to grammar. Example one. I were glad to come in here tonight. That's wrong, isn't it? I were glad to come in here tonight.
Of course it is. It should be, I were glad to come in here this evening.
Look, I were glad. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, thrice think.
Well, you was glad, wasn't you?
Oh, Shakespeare, turn away. Now, listen. Sag body. I was glad to come in here tonight. He was glad to come in here tonight. You were glad to come in here tonight. They were glad to come in here tonight. Now do you understand?
Yes. Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, sleep, collect me.
Well, I'll bet you can't conjugate.
Well, at my very peril, I will take the matter further. What is conjugate?
The next stop to Notting Hill Gate. Give me a word and I'll twist it for you.
Now, if you give me a neck, I'll do the same.
All right, well, don't start a long rigmarole. And...
A what?
A rigmarole.
Rigmarole?
Yes.
Rigmarole. Mr. Turnant, it's quite obvious that you are sadly lacking in this subject.
I know as much about English as you.
And aren't you ashamed?
Well, you shouldn't come here and talk about something you know nothing about. And I can answer any question you like to put to me.
Oh, can you? Well, yes. Is this correct or not? I think you will do.
Yes, it is.
Well, you're wrong. It should be, I think you will be done. And by the first person in the vindictive, me. Now get out of it.
To you, a charming young soprano from Down Under, whose first broadcast in Variety Bandbox caused really a big sensation. And here to sing for us is Australia's own petite and beautiful Barbara Lee. Miss Lee's going to sing, first of all, a beautiful song by Jack Jordan and Jimmy Grafton, If Love Could Find a Way.
And lonely, but I know these lips are the lips once kissed would soften into pain. Then my world might change if only it was so. If love could find a way.
Gentlemen, now I'd like to sing to you Ivan Novello's lovely song from King's Rhapsody, Someday My Heart Will Awake.
Thank you.
Now, here we have one of the really up-and-coming personalities that the past year or so's broadcasting has produced. With his amusing comedy impressions, I'm always very glad to reintroduce the rising star of Raise a Laugh and Petticoat Lane and so forth, Peter Sellers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Peter Sellers taking you over to Theatreland to hear some excerpts from the new pantomime, Sellerinda, with an all-star radio cast. The show is introduced by radio's ray of sunshine, Ted Ray.
Hello, boys and girls. Prepare yourselves for Chestnut Scorn and Chaff. Let's raise the curtain and raise a laugh.
Oh, matey. How delightful it is to be dancing in the chorus with you. How scrumptious you look in those tantalizing tights. The flesh-colored ones with the blue lines. What's that, dear? You're not wearing tights. Oh. Well, dear, I am. Though I must say I'm just a little apprehensive about doing the high kick. Oh, here they come now. Oh, maybe. Never mind, to cover up my embarrassment, here comes Cinderella.
I'm Crystal Jolly Bottom Cinderella, it's all fuck. Blimey, this kitchen's as drafty as an horse bug. Here comes Buttons, he should be full of fun. Oh, hello, Cinderella. I'm Happy Laughing Buttons. Full of quips and funny gags. What's put me off is your ugly sisters. Here they are, the two old baggages.
Here we are, Cinders. You've got to help us dress. We've got an invitation from... we all never gave to...
I'll tell her, Lottie. Oh, go on, Lottie, let me tell her all. Cinders, we're both going to the Prince's Ball. But you can't come, but we're going, aren't we, Lottie? Oh, let me go to the Prince's Ball.
I have a poem, Cinderella. A Barons and I are the Broker's Men. We pop in and out and we pop back again. They call us the Broker's Men because we're the brokest men that ever was. Oh, magnificent Myrtle Moore. Mr. Moore, shut up!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here I am in a ringside seat in the stall. Cinderella's alone in her corner, but at any moment a fairy godmother will be in the ring, too. And here she is now, seconds out.
Do I know you as we met? You startled me so I've swallowed me up a set.
Fear not, Cinderella. Fear not. Do not tremble so. I am your fairy godmother. No. Godfather. I've come to help you go to the ball, and a jolly good evening to one and all. Now for a little magic. Yeah. I'll call my assistant.
Here I am, sir. Dudley Davenport at your service, sir. Lend me your magic wand, Mr. Morton, and I'll touch this pumpkin over here and turn it into a footman, like this.
Good morning, sir. Was there something?
Oh, I am a fool.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is David Sarkwood, and as usual, my seat is in the circle. But there's a little boy sitting next to me who keeps shouting.
Sure, can't be you.
I beg your pardon. I'm Southwood, not Thuppy.
You may be Southwood, but you're still... Toby! Here, can you play Knock Knock?
Yes, I can.
All right, Knock Knock.
Who's there?
Cohen.
Cohen? Cohen who?
Cohen, shut your big gob!
Oh, disgraceful, disgraceful. Well, now I see that Cinderella has arrived at the palace.
Oh! Where's the prince? Blimey, what a thriller. He's all dressed up, just like Max Miller.
That's right, Max Miller's the name here. You don't know what I do, whatever what I say. You don't like the look of you, girl. What's your name?
Oh, dear, 12 o'clock.
I've outstayed me welcome.
Come home, Cinderella. Come back to the buildings. This palace lark won't do you no good. Marry a fella with a trade like Gertie Gremlin did. It ain't no shame.
Gertie Gremlin, what a ghostly name.
Don't listen to them, Cinderella. I may not have a trade, but marry me and you'll be sharing the best coconuts in Campbell.
Listen, I'll tell you. Here we are. Now down at Maxie's Fair, whenever you are there, you'll always find me shouting out from underneath the flare. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
There they are, standing in the row.
The big one, small one, some as big as your head.
Give him a twist, a flick of your wrist. That's what the showman said. Whoop!
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Every baldy throw will make us rich.
Now there stands me wife, the idol of me life.
Singing roll a bowl of all a penny a bitch. A singing roll a bowl of all a penny a bitch. A singing roll a bowl of all a penny a bitch.
I fell in love with Mary, little Mary from the dairy, singing roll a ball a ball a penny a pick.
Gentlemen, in the Roundy Bandbox, the accent is generally on optimism, but we feel that we must bring to the microphone once again that pessimistic character with a face which even a crabapple would disown, that unfailing prophet of doom and destruction, the fugitive from Wagga Wagga, Bill Kerr.
Well, I'm only here for 4 minutes. Jeez, but I've been given the situation a lot of deep thought. And I come to one conclusion. We're in a heck of a mess. I've got a couple of letters given to me this morning. Don't believe in letters. Writing them and delivering them. Suppose you write a lot of letters out there. You fools. Now, when you write it, it's all right. You've got to stick a stamp on it. You've got to lick it and put it on the envelope. And you've got to lick the envelope and stick that down. I don't suppose you know what was in the stuff you were licking. And I don't suppose the people that make it know what they're mixing. As long as it's sticky, it's all right. I don't want to worry you, but fly paper's sticky. You know what that does to flies. And they only walk on it. Bill, you would write letters, wouldn't you? Well, let's have a go through the years, the last 50 years. I'll tell you a few interesting details. Back in 1920, my grandpa, he moved to Wagga Wagga, and he commenced farming with 2 sheep. And the day he started, it rained for 6 months. And at the end of that time, you know what he finished up with? Lumbago. But the sheep had been busy, and today, Grandpa, back in Wagga, he's a big wool man. As a matter of fact, he's just out on bail. Well, it's 1930, you know what happened then? Everything slumped. 1931, everything started picking up again. My old man, he got a job as a street cleaner. And he started picking up. 1932, everything slumped again. And in 1933, even the slump slumped. In those days, Wagga was a one-horse town. But not for long. Things got so bad, we had to eat the horse. But now, just before I go, I think I'd like to finish with a very happy note. So wear a frown, wear a frown. There's no future anywhere, just look around. The world is full of misery, calamity and crashes. So chuck away those glad rags and put on sackcloth and ashes. It's some gloom, all is doom. Come on, fellas, this way to the tomb. The papers say prosperity is really on the wane. Just sit and watch your dreamboat sailing gently down the drain. And there's been another murder down in Apple Blossom Lane. Wear a frown, wear a frown, wear a frown. You should get happy. Wear a frown, wear a frown.
Well, we've emptied the bandbox for today, and this is Philip Sesser saying goodbye for now. The program was produced by Brian Sears and presented by the BBC.